We're in the process of completing the purchase of the land from the Springfield Redevelopment Authority and putting the final pieces together of the financing. Our plan is to begin construction this fall so we can begin production before winter comes.
And the site for this is where?
It's on Pinevale Street in Indian Orchard. It's actually part of what was the old Chapman Valve land that's being redeveloped, well, that the city owns and the Redevelopment Authority owns to be redeveloped for job creation in the neighborhood.
And you've negotiated a purchase price with the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, correct?
Yeah, we've been in a process of over the last maybe 8 months of finalizing the purchase. We finally satisfied their requirements, and so the purchase is moving forward.
What are you paying for the property?
The price has yet to be revealed. They do it, the way they work is they do an appraisal, and it's approved by the local authority, then it's approved by the State Department of Housing and Community Development. So we're waiting for that process to get completed, but it's in the range of $75,000.
So you're looking to raise additional funding for this project, and you have an event tonight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've as part of the a key part of the financing for the project is putting together investments, and we've issued this public offering that we've been working on since April. Our initial offering was for $200,000, and the Beveridge Family Foundation helped us reach that goal. So they will be there tonight, and we'll be recognizing that contribution. We've then issued an additional $50,000 offering to help us complete the financing. We raised 10 towards that 50, so we're looking to raise an extra $40,000 in small investments to finish the financing.
And what's the minimum investment someone could make in this?
Minimum investment is $1,000. $1,000, 3% interest. We pay you back in 5 years, with that interest. So that's the investment offer.
And all of this is going to be publicly explained at an event this evening, correct?
Yeah, tonight at 5:30 to 7:30, we're going to be at the Carriage House in Forest Park and giving people more information about the project. And it'll be a bit of a celebration. We'll have food provided by Bay State and by Sodexo with the public schools, two of our customers for the greenhouse. There'll be music and a chance to learn about the project and hear about the investment opportunity.
What's the point of doing this? Why do this cooperative greenhouse?
Well, Wellspring's mission is to create jobs, entry-level jobs in the inner city, something that's desperately needed because there's too few jobs for the people who need them. But it's a cooperative because people who work there will own the company, and in that way they're sharing the profits, which is a wealth-building process. So people will both get salary and get profits that help people build assets that they can use to improve their lives.
And how many people will be employed at the greenhouse?
So the initial greenhouse will employ 5 people. There'll be an expansion to 9 people in the next 2 years.
And what will you be producing here? What's going to be grown here? And you mentioned you've got customers already lined up.
Yeah, so the greenhouse is going to grow lettuce and some greens like bok choy and kale and some herbs like basil and other herbs. And we do have customers lined up between the public schools, Bay State, Big Y is a customer, actually the Worcester Public Schools also, and some of the food co-ops in Northampton and Greenfield.
So the customers are in place. You're seeking investors, and everything is on track, you said, to start construction this fall. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, we've got to put the final touches of the financing in place, but we've got a grower who will actually be demonstrating hydroponic growing techniques tonight. And we've got a builder lined up, so we are ready to go as soon as we finalize the land and the financing.
And this will be Wellspring's second worker-owned cooperative.
Yeah, our first cooperative is an upholstery company, Wellspring Upholstery, which has been around for 2.5 years, doing upholstery for this colleges and hospitals and other institutional customers.
And how many people does that employ, or how many, should I say, owners of the business are there?
So there's 7 employees at this time. 4 of them are owners. So you work for a year before you become an owner, and in that time you're learning about how to run the business and making sure it's a good fit for you and for the company.
And people who want to find out more about Wellspring, you have a website where they can go?
We do. It's wellspring.coop, and there's a lot of information both about the businesses and the mission of the organization. And we welcome people to get in touch with us to learn more.